still not going to get along, and I probably am not going to get any better service out of you because
well, we don't get along now.
I'm using a scenario. Let's be a fictitious scenario here. It's just I don't think we need to get into it.
I agree. I think we'll leave it alone because let it be a gentleman's agreement on when you go into an agreement like we had with Skip Jones.
Do you guys actually sign agreements?
I don't.
No.
I haven't.
He just says, come on in. It's a handshake.
It's a lower, slower Delaware.
If I stop sending my rent checks every month, I'm sure
he'll find his airplane outside.
If you're late paying your rent, he'll let you know about it.
He can't get his aircraft, he'll pull his airplane
out. Well, the reason I ask, because if you did sign an agreement, obviously one of the tenants you would want in your agreement is that you have access to
24/7. Sure, yeah. But that, again, that would be between my landlord and
tenant. But again, if you're not even taking that step, then I don't think we should either.
Well, in case it's holding on you, in tie-down space, too, do you have, right now, does the county have signed agreements for tie-down space people?
That's through Garrett.
Garrett manages it.
Does Garrett
so he does. He does. He goes month to month.
Does that lease specify that the tie-downs will be available, you know, like the airport won't be locked up? Or
I haven't seen that lease for a while, but it's pretty standard stuff. And we do have hangars that have tie downs near them that are part of that property.
So let me go back to this. Anybody that has any objection to leaving it alone, please speak. Hearing none.
I was all set to build a big airport hangar. When I saw those restrictions, no way.
What restrictions did you see?
It didn't start until after you pulled out.
This didn't start until after you pulled out of the deal, so I'm not sure what restrictions you're talking about.
The original
stuff that we looked at allowed any aeronautical use, because that's what was in mind. That's what's in mind.
Yeah.
Which was all part of that same block.
Okay. Yeah. After we get through this process, which has been a very long process, then we'll ask you to re-review if you're interested in doing that.
Oh, I'm going to pull a hangar now.
Okay.
Too old.
How many years ago did you want to build one?
Last week.
All right. But
is there any objection
to leaving it alone?
Okay. Go on so no. The only minimum, the only standard is going to be insurance. Anybody? Okay. All right. Air charter, air taxi. Somebody wants to start a charter service here.
You're talking about 135 operator?
135, part 119, but that says C, part 135. Things like, you know, requiring a presence at the airport, like an office, waiting areas, customer service areas, phones, bathrooms, parking.
Other than the terminal building there?
Do you want a new charter business operating out of the terminal? The terminal really wasn't designed for that.
You really don't have an opportunity for it, do you?
Yeah, there's no lounge.
So they would have to actually put up another office somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Or rent.
Would that not fall under the commercial activities also?
Well, these all do.
And I'm just trying to figure out how the commercial activities would impact. I mean, if I had a King Air and wanted to run a 135 operation.
You're going to put a sign out front that says Jeff's Flying Service.
I'll put it in the guide. Jeff's King Air Service.
Yep.
And I can meet him at the airport, walk him through the double doors, load him up, and off to Disney World I go.
Now, should there be some requirement that you are a qualified pilot to fly that airplane?
Absolutely. FAA, you will be.
How many?
Certificate, it is going to be strongly.
Yeah, that is very, very strongly regulated by the FAA.
Yep. There are airports that specify how many pilots this charter company would have.
So really what you're saying is we don't need anything to cover that. Somebody can walk in from the front door and run their own operation. We don't know anything about it.
What's the difference between the jets that come in now? People walk out with their kids, their dogs, their bags, get on the jet, and
the operation's not based here.
And it's the only difference is it would be
a minimum standard.